This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
So despite Dadu's emotional speeches in Parliament over the last couple of days, over 61% of the population voted a couple of weeks ago for marriage equality. That was the majority in every state and territory, 133 out of 150 electorates. Yet what we're still sort of somewhat mystified about is why are we seeing so much coverage of the no arguments against marriage equality? Those opponents don't seem ready to give up the fight just yet.
It can be difficult, especially when you hear this idea of please be like, you know, that we need to show consideration for the no voters and, you know, for and this area of the community where the narrative seemed to be quite different when the campaigns were still going on. But and I think we can assume that we're still going to keep hearing this until the Smiths bill does pass the
Just
Senate.
Just doesn't stop, does it, Ruby? Just doesn't stop.
Look, we've been covering it for a while now, but I do think the end is in sight because as I played earlier in the show, I did speak with Senator Darren Hinch today about, and one of the things he did mention is why the needs of no voters and advocates are still being given so much attention and when this whole palaver might be reaching to a close. So I'll play that for you now. I'm very pleased to be joined by Senator for Victoria, Darren Hinch. Thanks for joining us.
Really good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, to start off with, the Senate has recently passed the first reading for the bill to legalise marriage equality, passed a motion yesterday to increase question time or to increase Senate hearing time. Is that right?
I made the motion. I got support from the Labor Party and the Greens. So we agreed to bring it forward 2 hours this morning to 10:30 start. And then the government, we had the numbers, so the government agreed with it. But the thing was, I was just trying to push it as fast as we can. Let all speakers have their say. That's fine. I did mine a couple of weeks ago when the Senate first started this. And I was one of the co-sponsors of the bills with Dean
Smith. Right.
But to get it... And the good thing is now we're now in committee, so it's gone through all the speakers and now it goes into committee and the amendments have started to move through. I'll be opposing most of the amendments. The bill that Dean Smith put up came out of a committee hearing and very extensive thing, been worked on very hard by a lot of people, and said all these other amendments can be pushed away, and we've now got Philip Ruddock certainly looking at some inquiry into it in February. That's the place for it to be, and I'm glad that James Patterson pulled his bill in the end. And,
yes.
But they're still trying to get it through in a disguised form as amendments. So I'm saying no. This is a bill. This is what the people of Australia voted for.
Absolutely.
And so that's what's going to be. So I think it'll be through tomorrow. I don't think we'll be going sitting until 5 o'clock Friday morning as people predicted. I think by about 9, 10, 11 o'clock tomorrow night it will be done.
Fantastic. So hopefully mid next week.
It is good.
This week. And
I have great. People look at me a bit askance because I was opposed to same sex marriage. Until 10 years was of that ilk. That marriage with a man and a woman. And when you say why, I say, well, like my mother used to say about everything, because it just is.
Yeah,
that was
tradition.
For any argument we had in our family. Why, Mum? Because it just is. That's why.
Yeah.
And so, but it took my ex-wife, Jackie Weaver, we'd talk about it, and she had all these gay friends, and she said, why are you opposed to marriage? So, and then I found that I had the moment of truth when on the road to Damascus when I realised that I could hear myself saying my arguments were so shallow and so non-existent. And when you start thinking, hey, if I can't justify what I'm spouting here, I better think it through. And I realised that it was so shallow and there was no point. And so that was 10 years ago. I wrote an article for the Australian newspaper about it saying, this is where I was wrong, this is why I was wrong. And then I became a very strong advocate. And the minute it all happened, when it came
you
through...
You were with Penny Wong, I saw the video.
Well, I was actually... There was people said, oh, you had to be with Penny. I said, no, it was coincidental. About 5 minutes before the vote came through, I was standing next to Penny, and I actually said to her, this must be a big moment for you. Do you want me to go away and give you some private time?
Yeah.
And she said, no. And I took the opportunity to say to her, you know, this is a disgrace that we are even here.
Yeah.
That we're standing here now. And I said, we're standing here, and you are waiting to see what total strangers decide how you should live your life.
Yeah.
And so in that emotional moment when it came through, we did the sums. I looked down the table, and there was a big rainbow flag on the stretch on the table. So I picked it up and draped it around her neck. So that's why she was wearing a flag.
I have to admit, I've watched that video quite a few times and it still makes me quite emotional. Can I just say, why do you think, you know, you've got a lot of experience in media, why do you think the No campaign and the No side is still actually getting quite a lot of attention? And, you know, we still seem to be a lot of focusing on the No side, even after we did do what they wanted and went to a vote and had everybody in the country have a say if they wanted to.
Well, look, I've got a couple of theories there, but mine was the vote that knocked the plebiscite down. I voted against it. I think we didn't need one. Yeah. I also opposed the postal ballot. I think we didn't need one. Because John Howard, when he in 2004 changed the Marriage Act to say it was only between a man and a woman, and that was aimed also to try and stop foreign people who have been married overseas coming here and testing in the court. So the main push about all that was to try and stop Australians who had been married overseas from testing it here. Yep. So, but when he brought that through in 2004, he actually said, this is not for the people, this is not for the courts, this is for the elected parliamentarians to decide. And I put the same process to now. But I've got to admit that it's better for the country that it has such huge support from the community. So I think that in retrospect, having that there, even though it wasn't necessary, is a plus. But when people say that it unified the country and brought the country together, I think the Prime Minister said, it actually did in one way, but another way it didn't. Yeah. Because in the future, you're going to have Christmas parties. People, if you're gay and you find out the Christmas dinner that your dad said, oh, I actually voted no, I can see that causing all sorts of
awkward family reunions
in families.
And it already has, so, of course. There's been a lot
of course
of
it has.
But do you think that they're still giving? Is it like because it's a shock factor, or because people are still kind of responding to it because it gets views? Why do you think we're still seeing such a large platform being given to people saying, well, even though the vote is no, we need, like, the vote was yes, no voters still need to be looked after? And
well, it's because I think that the vociferous no vote, and the politicians who have opposed it, even though they've withdrawn, I put a tweet out last week saying they've shown remarkable restraint in the way they've withdrawn. Well, they actually haven't now. They're sort of trying to use the amendments as a backdoor way. But not 38% of people voted against it, so they still want to have their say in a way. But even around here, around the Senate and the lower house when it sits, there is a feeling that they've lost. I mean, even Tony Abbott, 75% of his electorate voted in favour of it. Even he has said he accepted. He said the day before, in fairness to him, and I'm not one of his favourite people, but in fairness to him, he did say he respects the result and he will see it accordingly. So
he's abstaining, I think, his decision, yeah.
Look, the best thing is, I've quoted this a dozen times. My brother was visiting Australia from New Zealand a few weeks ago and was with me in Canberra. And he said that the morning after New Zealand voted in favour, only the parliament, no plebiscite. That was 4 years ago, which I find amazing. He said, you know, the morning after it happened, he said, I thought to myself, gee, New Zealand voted for same-sex marriage last night. The sun came up this morning and my life didn't change one iota.
Yeah.
And that's the message for heterosexual people. It won't affect your life. It won't change your life. Just let people be.
The mayor of Melbourne is looking at getting certified as a civil celibate so he could officiate weddings. That could be something you could look into doing if you want to get more involved.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I didn't know that the Lord was going to do that. I'd love to, but I'm a tad busy. I sound like a politician now, but people said, well, what's it like seeing jumping the shark? And I said, I sound like a politician. I said, but I didn't realise it would be this much hard work.
Given that it is a lot of hard work, I'm thankful that you did actually add some extra hours to your already very busy day to help make sure that this is not drawn out any further than it needs to be.
Anyway, I tell you, I wasn't very popular with some people. They didn't want to work the extra 2 hours. But it was a great tactic, a great strategy, and it has worked. But now we've got it into committee, and it'll be up and done. And as I said, by tomorrow night, earlier than we thought, you will have this as law, and people can go out and get married for Christmas.
Thank you
Ruby.
So much.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.